Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 320, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 27, Loyax apostrophe Last Battle.
It aired November 1st, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Worth Keeter. I feel like you could put an S
I think you could say Loyax's Last Battle.
Loyax's sounds good to me. Like, Loyax Last Battle feels wrong.
Yeah.
Feels like they missed a crucial letter in there. Anyway, if you're new here, hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. How's it going? Hope you're doing good. Thanks for coming to this podcast that we're doing now for you. Just you, no one else. I'll see how long I can do this without you yelling at me.
You got maybe about 6-7 more seconds.
All right, hey, so thanks for coming to this podcast.
I really lied. Stop it.
Okay, so what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, and we talk about it, and you can follow along. And if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should. It ebbs and flows, but it's been mostly flowing.
It got better.
It ebbed once or twice after episode 13, but it's been mostly all flows, so... I think flows is a good one. I think you want to flow.
I was going to ask, because I don't know if you should ebb or flow, or if both of them are just kind of forward momentum.
Well, ebbing is when...
It's when you put your one arm out and you bend the other one around your face.
No, that's dabbing.
Oh!
Yeah. Star Fox invented that, if you will look at his amiibo. Yes. No, ebbing, I believe, is when, like, because it's like a tide... I think ebbing is when it comes back out.
Okay.
Flows is when it comes in. So, like, flowing.
Yeah.
Both can be good or bad, depending on, you know, which you want.
Depends on the circumstance.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's been Tide Corner. Again, this is all part of our Tide-sponsored Tide Pods cast. they just need to get at us about getting this SponCon in.
We could do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Pretty reasonable fee. A drop in the Tide bucket, if you will. Anyway, we should go watch the show.
So, Jake, what did you watch with your Tide Pods today?
I mean, my Tide Pods watched...
I meant undies. Watched. I said watched, I think.
I heard
don't know.
Watched,
maybe we can't do this.
I heard watched, and my brain translated that immediately to washed.
Oh, good.
And it would just mostly be undies. That makes up the majority of my washing.
I got a fresh spring breeze undies this week. Anyway, I'm ready if you are.
Okay, let's do it.
Go Galactic!
We're back, and we just watched Loyax's Last Battle. I added the S.
You added a couple, I think.
Well, Loyax's is... I want to make up for them not having it in the regular...
Loyax's of evil.
No, he's... I really like this episode.
That was an Axis of Evil joke.
I got it, but he's not, and I don't want you besmirching Loyax's good name.
No, Loyax is a cool... He's the best Lorax that there is.
He's the best. He speaks for the trees. But mostly he speaks for spiky ball chain things.
He speaks from his heart.
Heart. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We are on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife if you want to leave us a rating and review. That would help us out a bunch. Lets people find the show better. Obviously, some people have found it in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But if you leave the reviews, they will come. That's what iTunes tells me anyway. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as $1 a month. You get some cool stuff in return. And I made a fun joke about how for as little as $1.38 a month, but the fees are gone.
Yeah,
they decided that everyone hated that and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, they wrote a whole post that was just, whoops, our bad.
Yeah. There's a way they could have sold that everyone would have been cool with it, and they just didn't at all.
Yeah.
And so everyone was like, hey, don't. And they were like, sorry.
Sorry, you're right. We'll listen to you this time.
Yeah, because
we'll do better.
They must have lost so much money in one day that they were like, never mind.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to regular style. I don't think we lost anybody, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
A lot of very cool people. So Josh, it is Monday, and as is tradition, we will thank a couple new people, and I remembered where we were last time. We've got a new system. Yeah. I don't delete anything. But because I don't usually open the post, so I know what I haven't read. It's a mess. But I just star them if I got that far. so we got two new patrons. So first up, I want to thank Jeffrey.
Thank you, Jeff.
And I'm terribly sorry about this.
Oh, no.
Okay, there's no good segue to this. We had to stop and Google it because I feel really bad that my stupid tongue can't make this word work. It, according to a YouTube video we just watched, is Guillaume?
Thank you, Guillaume.
I really hope that's close.
I hope
close.
That's right. If we are just terribly wrong, let us know.
Please
we'll fix
let us
it.
Know. I feel so bad. I'm so sorry. But those are our two new patrons. If you would like to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/AJKJosh and we can mispronounce your name.
Wouldn't that be fun? For just $1 a month?
For just $1 a month, you can make us feel horrible on... I almost said on camera. Thank God no one is filming this. No new reviews?
No.
Do you want to jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
We start off with Damon and Maya sparring. The rest of the Rangers are like in a semicircle around them. They're on like a picnic blanket in the wood dome fighting. Damon knocks Maya down. Before we go any farther, they are just straight up wearing the same things they always wear, even though they're fighting. And it's a little weird.
It is weird.
Like, Damon's in his jumpsuit.
Yeah, where's your karate outfit? At least take the jumpsuit off and just wear, like sweatpants and a tank top.
If you're not going to take the jumpsuit off, take the top off, tie it around your waist.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, something. You look so uncomfortable, all of you. Maya's in go-go boots. It's just not a good time.
She also could jump off of fourth-story balconies in go-go boots.
That's true.
So I think she's probably okay.
So Damon knocks Maya down and helps her back up, and then they go... He's like goading her and being... Damon's not being bad. But he's come on, let's go. You know, get up.
I like this because Damon's not holding back against Maya.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to go with like... It seemed for a minute it was going to be like...
Oh, I let you
Damon
win.
Damon never lets Maya win and she hates that.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad it didn't go that way because she gets knocked down a second time and she looks upset.
She is mad. She gets up. She... doesn't knock him down, but puts him in a hammerlock and he taps, which I feel like is a bigger victory than knocking down. And he's like, oh man, good job. And then Leo, just apropos of nothing, is like, yeah, for a girl. So this is a tone the episode's going to take.
Yeah.
Get ready for a lot of casual sexism in this episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers The Lost Galaxy.
Good recovery.
I think Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is just the best. Everyone's like, oh, Donnie Darko, cellar doors. But no, that's wrong. The best phrase in the English language is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
It's a good flow.
It's super
got a good.
Good
ebb and flow.
It does. It ebbs. It flows. Whichever is more appropriate at the time. Again, we're not Tide doctors.
Not yet.
Not yet. Tide, get at us.
Gonna get those pH tides.
That was too dumb.
Well, Tide doesn't rhyme with PH or D. I didn't know where to put it. It was bad. I'm sorry.
I think what we're trying to say here is that Tide, if you sponsored us, this is all the good content you could get on the Tides podcast. This would be for you. So we cut to the Blade Ship, and Devia and Megan Man Z are arguing about Loyax, who we don't know, but we do know from the name of this episode that he's only got one more left.
That's right.
He's this close to retiring.
Trakina, I guess, does not know who he is. And
yeah.
Deviant, he says he's always washed up. He's nothing.
Yeah.
And Villamax says he's like the best warrior in the galaxy. He's conquered and fought all over the universe, and he's just like super great.
Super honorable. He's exactly the kind of guy. Like, I feel like, and we didn't get any in this episode, but I feel like Loyax is Villamax's hero.
Yeah, it definitely seems that way.
And I just kind of want that show now a little bit. There's another show that I would give any one possession I own to make the rest of Lost Galaxy completely different if they just at one point pivot away from where they went. Would have been amazing. So then Loyax comes in, and he's like a bronze spiky man with a beard robot.
Yeah, he's the king of maces.
He's the mace king. He has a big old ball and chain, like in Twilight Princess. But
this one is spiky.
This has got spikes. And he says something to the effect of, like, I have one more battle left in me. Like, one more good one. I want to go out with honor. I want it to be glorious and awesome. And, let me do that for you. And she's like, yeah, you can go kill the Power Rangers. I'll set you up. I'll book that match. I don't know why he had to go through the middleman of Drakina, but he did.
It's because he wanted to, like, do it for, he didn't want to just have a good fight. He wanted to have a good fight for a purpose. Yeah, to serve a greater purpose, okay. I guess.
Loyax is, first of all, his name is Loyax, which is like loyal.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and I totally forgot to, so I'm glad you brought it up, that like, he's the exact opposite of Deviant.
Yeah. We'll get a little more of that as the episode rolls on.
Yeah.
But she's like, yeah, I'll give you the Power Rangers. And he's like, a glorious ending indeed. And then we cut to the theme song.
Which is just Bobby Roode.
Yes.
Glorious!
I don't know all the words. I do know one word, though.
It's glorious. I think it's I won't give in. I won't give in
until I'm victorious.
And then after that, there's like one more line, and then there's guitar riffs, and it repeats.
Yeah. It's a great theme song.
Very awesome.
It was almost Shinsuke's.
Just bananas.
It is.
I can't imagine that being Shinsuke's.
Right? It was so weird.
I'm glad they saved it for Roode.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry about that.
So we go to the theme song. Bobby Roode's theme song plays. When we come back, Loyax is overlooking the sea and just swinging his mace around. I guess it's a flail. It's a ball and chain. I don't know what the proper terminology is.
I always thought a flail was a mace, but a mace is a stick with a spiky ball at the end of it.
Yeah, flail is flail, stick, chain, spiky ball.
Correct. So he I guess, is the king of flails.
Yes.
Because he is also made up of spiky balls.
There's a lot of spikes all over him. He's got a Statue of Liberty crown. He's got a bunch of forward-facing spikes on his shoulders.
He also has, like, a regular crown around his forehead. You can see it when they're, like, close up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He has a robot beard. It's a very good look. Also, I noticed a little bit later that he's got, like, battle damage on him.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. He's got, like, scars on his back.
Yeah, he's an old warrior. That's a really good touch. So, we cut to the Rangers who are packing up their fight picnic, and and Alpha. Remember Alpha?
Yeah.
Alpha
he's
calls
in this,
him.
Huh? I forgot.
Yeah, sometimes, allegedly. There's so many things that they're like, we gotta bring in all this old stuff from you know, what people are familiar with, and then never show it ever.
Yeah.
Hope everyone loves
this
that.
This one episode with Bulk in it will really bring in the now teen crowd.
Yeah. Well, tweens.
Okay, if I was in second grade when Mighty Morphin Power Rangers came out, okay. I was, what, nine?
Yeah.
Eight? Nine? Eight.
Second grade
seven?
Is seven.
Seven. And then this is 5 years after that?
Six. Because I was 93, this is 99.
Six. So I'm 13. I'm a teen.
You're a teen? I would have been nine.
Well, it's just very different timelines.
At this point, I would have been 10, because halfway through the year, it changes over.
Well, if you're sub 10, Power Ranger still has you.
Oh, yeah, for real. Like, for sure. I watched this, and I watched Lightspeed Rescue was on, and I was there, but I wasn't necessarily watching or taking any of it in. And then I just stopped, even though the next year is my favorite Power Rangers now. I was so close.
Could you imagine if you like watched it like as it was new?
I would have never stopped, I don't think. Scoot was watching Time Force. He loved it when he was like about seven. When was that? That's 2001, so he would have been four, five.
My brother in 2001 was born.
Okay. So he was more into Teletubbies and shapes and colors rather than Power Rangers.
He was born on Christmas Eve, so he was barely in 2001.
Oh, he just made the cutoff. Anyway, so there's a disturbance at the Ocean Dome. That's right. They brought a whole ocean with them for all the creature comforts of home.
They only say Ocean Dome because the ocean is in the background.
Yeah.
Because Loiax is like yelling at the Power Rangers when they get there, and there's an ocean behind them off of a cliff. Just say, like, I don't know.
Nearby ocean planet?
I don't know. I don't know what to say, because Terra Venture is just, it's just bad.
It's just a bad call. Until Alpha said ocean dome, I forgot they were on a spaceship, and I was just like, oh yeah.
Could you imagine?
Loiax is at the sea.
I would be completely fine if he just said, go to the coast.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, yeah, go. He's at the beach. Like,
you gotta go find him. So he gets there.
If they just slowly dropped Terra Venture and just didn't mention that they were on a space station ever again, but also didn't say they were on Earth, just say, like, go to the forest, go to the beach.
I feel like that they've put too much time into Terra Venture at this point.
The whole season is about Terra Venture. Yeah.
It's just a weird bad choice that I feel like we've belabored enough. So they get there. Loiax is like, ah, Power Rangers, time to die. Let's fight. I'm going to beat you all up because I'm Loiax. And Maya jumps at him and starts fighting him before anyone can do anything.
Well, she's still hopped up on adrenaline from tapping Damon out.
Yeah, you got that sweet hammerlock high. I get it. You got to ride that train all the way home. So she jumps and she fights him for like 1 second, but he just throws her off and is like, ah, you're a girl. Not going to happen. Ha ha ha.
If this was the first instance of that, and this was Loiax's thing this episode, I could understand that. Because Maya keeps coming back with, like, that doesn't matter. I'm gonna kick you harder now. But because Leo said it first, it's yucky.
It's like they had to set it up, but they didn't. Like, because it never comes back for Leo. Like, it does. There's no reason for him to have said it. So the others jump in. They're like, Maya, no. So they jump in. And then there's this these four shots of alternating Rangers just getting thwacked in the chest with this flail.
And they're getting nailed with that.
Yeah. And they all just like fly back and explode. And he's like, ah, you're idiots. And then Maya jumps back on him and starts fighting. And he like hits her and knocks her down again. He's like, ah, you did well for a girl. I'll just kill you real quick or whatever. And Leo's like, no, don't. Fight me instead. It's like, Leo, maybe instead, fuck off?
Yeah.
Like, just real quick?
Pretty much. He does go to try to fight Leo, and Maya does not let him, which Maya very much appreciate.
This is my favorite thing in an episode that I very much liked. He goes to, like, fight Leo, but he can't because Maya's holding his leg.
Yeah.
And says, you fight one of us, you fight all of us, and drags him into the ocean over the cliff. It's rad. I just love that Maya's like, no, me. And
yeah, the line of you fight one of us, you fight all of us is a good Power Rangers line.
It's not good for
the
situation.
It's not good in this situation because for the rest of the episode, he proceeds to only fight Maya.
Yeah, and it should have been something along the lines of like, I'm not done with you yet, or something to that effect.
Yeah,
but
let me show you what a girl can do.
Yeah, something. But instead, they did go the easy Power Rangers way, which I love, usually.
Right.
But, yeah, not context matters in this case. But they go into the ocean, and then we cut to Rangers looking, like, unmorphed, looking for her on the beach, and they're like, she's gone, we can't find her. Like, what happened to her? And then we cut to her in a cave, in a very dark cave. And she's got like a scrape on her leg that like looks pretty bad. It's dark and you can't really see it.
Yeah,
but
it does look wet, like a cut.
Yeah,
looks.
But I think it's like dark enough that they're like, it's fine. We can show this and get away with it. And then Loiax comes up behind her and is like, "You're gonna live. You'll be fine." But I won't, because I was disgraced by a girl, of all the horrors. And it's like, and at the end of the episode, like, we'll get past this.
Yeah.
And I like that.
This is about, I don't know if he says it again. He might say it one more time, but we're just about done with it.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I think there's maybe one more, and then it kind of switches over to the, like, instead of, like, being a girl doesn't matter in fighting, like, we're
yeah,
all
I think she says,
good.
I think she says that here, because he's like, you will recover and you'll be fine, but my ego is eternally destroyed because I got thrown into the ocean by a girl. And then she says, being a girl doesn't matter.
Like, yeah, she's a Power Ranger. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah, she says that at one point. I'm not a girl, I'm a Power Ranger.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. And then eventually it will turn into something different, which I'm glad they did. But I do like the arc. Like, it's just that one setup line from Leo.
The one setup line.
Just, like, kind of poisons the well.
Yeah, the one setup line and the don't fight her, fight me.
Because it could have been Leo saying, like, no, don't cave her skull in with a big old hammer or big old flail. And then him being like, all right, well, I guess I'll kill you first, then kill her. And then she'd be like, no.
Yeah, because Leo could just run up and be like, no, Maya, oh no. And then just get flailed.
Yeah, it could have been a lot better. Yeah. And I think Leo's bringing it down. But then it's okay because he hands her a little purse.
I thought it was like a golden bifold wallet. It turns out it's a knee pad.
It's a knee pad. It's a gold shimmering knee pad brace bandage thing that she slips over her wound.
Yeah, he hands it to her, or he might toss it to her. I can't remember. She's like, what is this? And he says, for your wound.
And she's like, okay. And she puts it on, and it doesn't, like, fix her, because it's just, you know, it won't bleed out anymore.
Right. It's just, like, I guess, a compression bandage.
Yeah.
But, like, from space.
It's a, you know.
Why does a giant suit of spiky armor have a bandage on him?
Look, he's very old. You collect a lot of things over the years.
That's true.
Sometimes you just got this bandage that I thought was a purse. And then he says, my favorite thing.
This is so good.
He's like, we need each other. Even though we're mortal enemies now, we need each other because I'm very old, so I can't see in the dark.
Yeah, my eyes are old and tired, and I can't see down here.
I can't see in the dark, and you can't walk. So with your eyes and my legs.
And my mighty, he says my feet. My mighty feet, warrior
my
feet.
My warrior's feet, and you with your young lady eyes.
Your young lady eyes, and me and my mighty man
we
feet.
Might just make it out of this dark, dark cave. And so she hops on his back, piggyback style, and directs him out. And there's like an opening, and they're like, there. And he's like, yes, we made it. What a great time we had. And then they get like 20 feet outside the cave, and he drops her. He's like, all right, time for battle.
I can see, so the fight is fair.
Which I kind of love, because he just drops her, and he's like, all right, good, truce over, time to kill each other with honor.
Yeah, because she says, like, we did it, we make a pretty good team. And he's like, we do, but that time is over. It just dumps her on the beach.
He's like,
I made the joke as they were approaching the exit. Like,
yeah.
It'd be great if he just dumped her down and flailed her in the head. Like, thanks for the help.
Well, that would be dishonorable.
Well, that's a Power / Rangers thing anyway.
Lost / Galaxy.
Right. But you're right. That would be dishonorable.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that.
Yeah, dumping her isn't the dishonorable part. It's the gotcha.
He dumped her, but he is giving her the time to get herself together before they fight.
So he's like, it'll be an honor to kill a Power Ranger, to destroy a Power Ranger, even if it's a girl. And I think that's the last time.
I think so.
I think that's it. And then, before they can start fighting, Deviant shows up to help, because Loiax was off the grid for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We did have a scene of Villamax talking to Trakina where he says, I think he's been destroyed.
Deviant says that.
Okay. And Trakina's response to that is, find him and make him fight more.
Yeah.
He's dead?
Hold on. If
make
he's
him
dead,
fight.
Though, so Deviant is like, all right, here, let me just kill the girl for you. She's injured. It'll be real easy. We'll all gang up on her. It'll be super great. And Loiax is like, no, that's not the way I do things. And he's like, shut up, old man. And he does a kickflip on his skateboard because he's a punk. He's a young punk. And he spray paints like the word butts on someone's convenience store.
Where's the skull cap pulled all the way down almost over his
eyes. Yeah, just about over his eyes. You called him Frillbot at one point.
Frillmech.
Because
I totally forgot his name.
Frillmech is a very good name for Deviant. Loiax's like, no, I don't want my last battle to be a dishonorable one. So then Deviant's like, I don't care. And starts shooting at Maya, and a bunch of buggies swarm her. And Loiax starts kicking these buggies' asses.
Yeah.
Because that's not how he do. There is an explosion, and I think that's just Deviant getting hit with a flail.
He does get flailed at one point.
Because we were just like, oh, yes, starts, Loiax, take him with you.
Because he's just like cheering on the buggies as they fight Maya, and Loiax is fighting them off.
Yeah.
And so he shoots Maya with a laser, and Loiax is like, cut that out, and just bats him with the flail.
So they like beat him back, and then they run, Maya and Loiax do, and they like are gone. I guess Deviant was like getting helped up by buggies and didn't see where they went, so he did the classic like, you six go that way, the rest of you with me will go this other way. And then we get a shot of these buggies like looking around, and they pass this like, I don't want to say cliff. It wasn't like a cliff. It was like it went down to a beach. It was like a hill, I guess.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So the buggies like walk by, and then it like pans back, and Maya was hiding behind a rock, and then she's like, oh, they didn't see us. And then the camera pans farther over, and there's just Loiax on the beach right there, like, do you think they saw me? He's not even hiding. He's just standing on the beach.
Standing out in the open.
And he's like, is this a cool time to fight? Can we just get on with it now? And she's like, no. We don't need to fight. Like, we were a good team. Imagine all you can do for good. And Loiax is like, no, that'll never work. We've got to fight. And I don't exactly remember how they breached the subject, but she's like, can't you just be good? And he's like, oh, you young idiots. I used to be good when I was a boy. Centuries ago, I fought evil with my heart. I fought with my heart against evil, something like that.
Like you, I fought from the heart or something like that.
And we get this flashback of just him like killing a monster and being like, yes, Loiax! And then he says, but there was just so much evil everywhere that I didn't see the point anymore after a while, which is really sad.
Yeah, he does say he like gave in to the temptation and the powers of evil, and like he just couldn't come back from it.
I don't know what exactly this is, but I'm willing to write the comic book of Loiax's downfall, because
the rise and fall of Loiax.
Yeah, because I do love him.
He's pretty awesome.
I want him to be Maya's new dad and teach her all the ways of battle and honor,
the ways of the warrior.
Yeah. And he says, like, I just want my last battle to be a glorious one. And it's like this old, sad man who just is really good at killing things. Like, I just want to do good one last time by killing a Power Ranger, because that's the best I can do, because I'm evil. Even though he's, like, by all accounts, a very good dude.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, that's dumb. Like, you're a good guy. And then we cut over to the Rangers, who find Deviant. Because earlier when Maya and Loiax were fighting Deviant, the Rangers heard an explosion. They're like, that way, let's go. And then they ran off. And then the Rangers came up later. So they run into Deviant, and they're morphed now. And they're like, all right, what are we, like, where are they? What'd you do to them? And Deviant's like, unfortunately, nothing. But I am going to kill you. So then they start fighting. And then we cut back to Maya and Loiax, and she's like, you can be good. Like, if you were good once, you can be good again. There's no rules saying you can't. And he's like, it's impossible. It's just not going to happen.
I'm too far gone, even though I'm standing here right now showing remorse for all the bad I've done.
And then she's like, all right, well, I guess if you won't...
Yeah, he says one more thing, and she just begrudgingly is like, go Galactic.
Yeah, it's like a really... like, put upon Go Galactic, which I very much liked. And so they start fighting, and they're doing a sword fight. He has a sword now. The mace is gone. Sword time.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't have a mace. She has a sword. So it's fair, I guess.
I think it'd be fair either way. I think he just is like, I haven't done a sword fight in a while. Let me get back in on this. And then we cut back to the Rangers fighting buggies. Not Deviant, because Deviant's standing on a hill, and he's like, oh, they're all distracted? I'm going to go. And he just leaves. So then Loiax and her fight more. He kind of gets the better of her. And he's like, ah, you are an excellent opponent. And he doesn't say for a girl this time.
He's just like. He's come all the way around by this point. Of just like, girl or whatever, doesn't matter. You are a very strong
opponent.
You're
a very good fighter. He says something to the effect of, like, you're as good as I was when I was your age.
Yeah.
Which is really rad. She's like, no, we can just stop fighting and then we both win. And he's like, no, the battle wins. The battle means too much to me. I have to do this. And then...
Is this when they...
They start doing our favorite Naruto run.
Yep.
they're running alongside each other.
I love how these rev up. They start just, like, staring at each other. And then they do, like, a Wile E. Coyote run in place and just slowly build up momentum.
They do, like, three or four walking steps. And then they just get too into it and they start running. And it's great. And they leap at each other. And I don't... Like, Maya does something. And then... hits his sword. And I don't remember what it was. She, like, dodged or something.
I think they jump at each other, and I think she catches him in the air. And then when they land, she, like, turns and slashes him in the back?
It's in the front, because she breaks his sword.
You're right. It is in the front.
She wouldn't stab a man in the back.
No.
No honor in that. So she breaks the sword and knocks him down, and she's got her sword to his head.
And we get, as he's falling, we get the slow motion, like, monster defeated.
Yeah.
Kind of like, he think he's going to blow up, but he just kind of bounces off the ground.
Yeah. And then she's like, all right, I defeated you. Like, are you happy? Like, we did it. And he's like, yes, destroy me. And she's like, no, I'm absolutely not going to do that. And then she says, like, this again, like, if you were good once, it's still in your heart and you can be good again, and, like, that's what's important here. And then she reaches her hand out and says, take my hand. And there's this, like, shot of him reaching up for her hand, and, like, the music's real quiet and it's, like, a real tense moment,
and he grabs it and monkey flips her.
No, he
doesn't do that.
And right before he grabs her hand, he's like, ah, and he gets stabbed in the back with something. I thought Deviant was going to be there with a dagger.
He, like, army crawled up and got him.
Like, gotcha. Deviant. Wah. Because he is the Waluigi to Loyax's Mario.
Oh, for sure.
He pulls out this dart thing, and he's like, ah, this had to be Deviant. Who else would do this but Deviant?
And Deviant tranked me.
Deviant's up on a cliff like, yeah, it was me.
Got him.
And then Loyax grows, because apparently this dart was filled with Groshen.
That's what I thought.
And so he grows and he gets big. And we come back to the Rangers and they're fighting more. It's not important. Who cares about the Power Rangers right now? It takes him a solid 35 seconds to notice the very big monster man. Like,
yeah, he has to yell at them for them to see him.
Yeah, like, they're like, oh, a big bronze dad. Oh, look at that. Like, it's just like Tim Storm is up there. Like, because I don't know if you know this about Tim Storm. He is a big bronze dad.
Oh, he's single-handedly keeping Bronzer in business.
Oh, my God. He's so tan. It's so, and, like, just Jack. Here's a little sidebar about my dad, Tim Storm.
I will say, when Tim Storm walks, it's heavy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he plants roots every time he says
there's
his
a lot
down.
Of man in there. Yeah. So the NWA recently bought by Billy Corgan. Whatever. Living my dream, Billy Corgan. Another thing he's ruined for me. Whatever. It's fine. Tim Storm's still the NWA champion, so I'm happy. They've been doing this series called 10 Pounds of Gold, because that's what the NWA belt is. That's the nickname. Yeah. And it's like a documentary series about Tim Storm in what he has said is his last run in wrestling. He says, like, as I can't imagine not being the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Or, sorry, NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. It's very important. And he's like, once I lose this, I'm probably done. And so it's just like these, like, little, like, 10-minute, like, documentary slices about Tim Storm. And he is the best dude. Did you know he's a teacher?
I can't even imagine that.
He's like a sixth grade teacher.
That's insane.
He teaches social studies. And, like, they come in, like, kids will come in and be like, hey, you're Tim Storm. Like, you're the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. And he's like, no. Look over the door. That's not my name. I won't blow up a spot.
It's Mr. Storm in the classroom.
It's not Storm. It's a very not Storm name. But it's like, he's like, no, in here, like, what's important is you learning. And I was like, Tim!
Timothy!
Timothy Addison Storm. That's his kayfabe. That's his real kayfabe middle name, if anyone's wondering. Anyway, just want to say I love my big bro's dad, Tim Storm. And Loyax, I guess, reminds me a lot about him. I don't know where I was.
Loyax yelled at the Power Rangers so they would notice him.
Right. So, Maya also sees this and is like, ah, beans. And Deviant's like, hey, guess what? That also was a remote control brainwash that I got this Prime Star remote control for.
I hit him in the back with a dart full of Groshen, and somehow he also has mind control on his wrist now.
He's had a wrist thing the whole time, and I think in Gingerman, it gets planted on him.
Yeah. It doesn't in Power Rangers. But you get shot in the back, and then Deviant just starts controlling him with an RC car controller.
Yeah, it's like a jitterbug. It's got like 9 very big buttons, and that's it. And so they call the Zords, do a Zord fight. They're not doing great. He's Loyax. He's very good at fighting.
He does say, like, he is actively fighting it. He says, I'm not trying to do this.
Yeah, he's like, I can't resist it.
And so the Rangers aren't doing good, but they're also...
They're not fighting.
They're just playing defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we need to just help him.
So they get knocked down, and Maya calls basically everything. Like, Leo has one line where he's like, what should we do? And she's like, call Centaurus, the Rhino Zord. So we finally get to see Centaurus get put together.
And I hate it.
He's like 6 RC cars that turn into one and does this like waka 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 like stand up split steel.
He's a rhino, and this is just so not cool enough for a rhino.
It's super duper not a rhino. Like, it's just and I know that's the deal, is that they have been transformed by evils, and then they had to come back to good, so they can't be Zords anymore, like beasts anymore. And I like that story hook. They didn't do a ton with it, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But also, he's just a man, and so he started running at him, and there's like these flashes of the rhino, and it's not a great looking rhino.
No.
And it's just like, oh, sad.
Yeah, I don't. The rhino is not the costume. Like, I guess the suit. For the rhino, the like organic Galacta Beast rhino,
yeah,
is just not good. It's just, it looks hastily thrown together and like it's falling apart. It's just old and ragged.
I think they just knew that it wasn't going to be used a lot, so they just put something they could use for like a couple inserts and that's it. Because like the Phoenix, is that what the other one is?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, it looks like they just used the same exact mold for the Condor and painted it blue instead.
Yeah, it's a palette swap.
Yeah, so it's like, that one looks better because they had it done. It was done already. I don't know why you couldn't have just, like, made the Red Lion body and put a horn on there and changed the face shape a little bit, but I didn't make the Sentai. I don't know. Centaurus grabs Loyax from behind in, like, a double chicken wing. This is when we find out that, yes, Loyax does have a head laser. I know you were wondering. So he blasts the Megazord and is like, I can't stop myself. And it's just like, it's just him actively fighting it, but he can't do anything about
and
it.
It's cut with Deviant just like happy dancing on top of this cliff with just the like, controller. Like, got him. I have control of him and he's going to kill you even though he doesn't want to.
Like doing like Skull Kid from Majora's Mask dances.
I am surprised he's not doing any like heel clickers.
Yeah. I just like hitting buttons like, wow, I'm doing it. I just texted hit to 55905 and that's how I control Loyax.
Punch to Lorax.
It turns out we were wrong. He does not speak for the trees. There's no trees in this episode. It's all ocean.
He speaks for the ocean.
He speaks for the ocean.
He speaks for the heart.
He speaks for honor and for the heart and for bronzer. He stops for a second and he can't do anything, but he's not fighting. And he's like, shoot the thing on my wrist. And so the Rangers like have this rainbow laser from their hand all of a sudden.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of just sudden powers.
Yeah. They have a sword they could have used, but.
Yeah, but I guess they needed a more focus. They didn't want to risk cutting his hand off or something. What was I going to say? Oh, during the fight, a couple of times, Loyax is the same size as the Megazord.
Yeah, same height.
And so they will, like, it's in the Sentai footage, and it's not mentioned, so I think we're supposed to overlook it. But they, like, shove Loyax away, and then the Megazord just looks up. He does it at least twice, and I was like, why is he doing that? Why is it looking up like that?
Yeah, he doesn't have his ball and chain, does he?
I don't think so.
Because the only thing I can think is if they were like, oh, here comes the ball and chain from up above. But it's nothing. It's just them going like, whoa, up there.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's something else going on in the Sentai during this fight in air. But the second time they push him off and they look up, and then that's when they shoot him in the wrist. But his wrist was not above them.
Yeah, it was like his chest level. But he breaks the spell, essentially. It's not a spell. It's a machine control because his wrist thing is gone. And he takes a swing at Deviant.
He does have his flail because he tries to smash Deviant with it.
That's true. And he misses because Deviant, like, tucks and rolls out of the way.
I would have loved it if he just crushed him.
Oh, God, how great would that have been?
I know Deviant has to meet his end by Villamax's hand.
Oh, it's gotta be.
Like, it has to be.
It's gotta be.
If it's not him, then give it to Kegler.
Yeah. Kegler or... Yeah, no, Kegler is a nice, like, embarrassing kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just so sick of him that if he just got pounded in the dust and we never saw him again after this, it would have been great.
Yeah, get Frillmech out of here. He sucks. So he being Deviant has one last trick up his sleeve, and that is, and I wrote down self-destruct, but it's not because he blows someone else up. He just destructs him.
Yeah, he destructs Loyax.
Loyax blows up and turns around and is like, Maya, like, not talking to anybody else, like, specifically talking to Maya. Maybe he says Yellow Ranger, I don't remember, but it's to Maya, and he's like, hey, thanks for everything, and then dies.
Yeah, falls down, explodes. Maya does the no and reaching out from the cockpit.
It is such a tragic... It's because he falls and there's no explosion for like 5 seconds.
It's pretty... If you think about... Like, it's not presented in any kind of like super deep way.
Yeah.
But if you think about it for a second, it's like he just did it. He just came all the way around. He was good again.
Yeah.
Just in time to die.
There is a very common trope in everything, and I think it's something to the effect of redemption equals death.
Yeah.
And it's as soon as you are redeemed, you
must
die.
This was his last battle. He was 2 weeks from retirement.
He was this close to retiring. He was almost out. So then we cut to sunset, and the Rangers are back on the beach, and Maya walks up and picks up his sword and gives him, like, a eulogy about how she hears him say, like, when I was young, I fought with honor in my heart, et cetera, et cetera. And she's like, paraphrasing, like, you had good in your heart still, and that's how you died, and that's how I'll remember you.
Yeah, she leads it off with, you won your last battle.
Yeah.
Because you were good again.
Yeah, you beat evil by becoming good again. I just got chills.
It's so good.
And then she's crying.
She's definitely crying.
And she sticks the sword in the ground as, like, a grave marker, and they walk away, and it's like really well shot. Like, it's like orange and black.
It's a,
like,
very nice looking shot.
And they're just walking away, and that's where the episode ends.
We made a joke last episode of, oh, Loyax's last battle, so good to, like, send up proper send off for Loyax. This was a fucking great
episode. Ruled. So Josh, you started.
I did.
I get to pick the first best.
Yeah.
There's a lot to choose from. I think, as far as moments go, it's got to be Maya pulling him off the cliff.
Yeah, because he's about to snub her and be like, you don't matter because you're a girl. I'm going to go fight the man. And she does not let him and pulls, like, him into the ocean. She's like, no, you're going to fight me.
Yeah. I think that's my best.
That's absolutely the best.
The worst is specifically Leo's, but also a little bit Loyax's. Just casual sexism getting thrown around.
Yeah.
I get what it sets up, but Leo did not need to be a part of it.
No.
Because that's her friend. Like, that is her friend who has fought alongside her for 27 episodes. So, like, if it's Loyax being like, you're a girl, it's like, oh, he's an old warrior, like, set in his ways, and then he can come around to it. But also, Leo just comes off as a jerk ass. And it's not great. It's not a great look for Leo.
No. Yeah, same. I could not. I don't want to say I couldn't stand Leo in this episode, but I couldn't stand Leo in this episode.
I couldn't. My favorite part of this episode, Leo, is when he gets smacked in the face with a ball and chain. and the MVP, I'm really split.
Yeah, I think I have to give it to Maya.
I think so, too. I do want to give it to Loyax, I think it's got to go to Maya.
Runner-up for Loyax, but Maya brought him around.
Yes.
So Maya did more work.
Right. And it was, and like, by pulling him off the cliff, like, that's what started all of it.
Yeah.
And so, like, she was the catalyst for it. And real good acting in that last scene. Like,
yeah,
it was
absolutely. Even in the cave, like, it was a little stiff, but it was still pretty good. She was conveying emotions well.
Yeah, she was emoting really well. And, like, her, the eulogy she had to give was a little, like, awkwardly written, but she did her best with it.
Yeah.
And was also crying over a giant boy Statue of Liberty. Tim Storm,
dad.
Her big bronze dad. And it was really good. So now all we got left is to rank it.
Let's just start at the top. What is number one?
Number
right
one
now?
Is Redemption Day, which is this episode, but with the Magna Defender. I like this one a little bit better.
I think this is better.
So I think coming in at number one, Loyax's last battle. Man, last week when we were being all shitty about it, like, oh, ha, ha, ha.
Man, they did it.
We didn't know. We were young idiots.
My foot is in my mouth, Power Rangers. Good job.
I'll even punctuate it correctly in honor
of Loyak.
Of our big bronze dad.
It's my big bronze dad, Loyak. This was his last stand.
All right, so that's it. So next episode is called A Red Romance. And
the thumbnail is Leo channeling his inner Kai.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Did you read the description?
It was like, Mike won't let him date.
No, it says Leo is trying to win the favor of the brother of the girl he wants to date.
Oh, I just saw a brother and I assumed Mike. Okay.
So he wants to date this girl. Okay, if we can keep with the theme of casual sexism, I guess.
Yeah.
He wants to date this girl, but he needs her brother's permission to do it.
Leo, you suck. Hey, guys, you know that Leo sucks a little bit right now? So that's next episode. Just a little programming note. Next week is Christmas, if I'm reading. Not next week.
This is Monday's
episode.
So, yeah, next week.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Where'd that time go?
Man, I better finish shopping.
I should start. I have two things for Sesha, and that's it.
I just got yours a few days ago. I still need to do Sesha and Tony's.
I have like stuff in my Amazon cart, and I just need to like finish buying stuff and get it. I got time. That's not the point. So next week is Christmas. We're taking the whole week off. So there's that. We'll be here Friday, and then we're going to skip a week just because I don't want to do anything that week. So you won't hear anything from us the week of Christmas, except on Christmas Day, if you listen to Pokemon World Tour United, there will be the Candlelights episode, which is very long. So maybe you have a long car ride or you want to avoid your family. Right. We got your back.
Yeah. Spend Christmas with us.
Yeah.
If you need to, we're here.
So that's going to do it for us for today. We'll see you on Friday for A Red Romance. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Tide's never going to sponsor us now.
That's just a taste of the millennial fan base you could pull in, Tide, if you just throw us some cash.